Today's podcast is Today's podcast is brought to you by Microgreens and also Neighborhood Harvest. Our friends from Neighborhood Harvest came up today and brought us a bunch of really, really healthy food.
It's delicious, and I'm glad that we were easy to separate everything. You know, I thought it was going to be a battle, but we shared.
Yeah, we shared today, and we'll explain it all during the show. It was very fun, and biker shorts. We referenced biker shorts as well quite a bit. I enjoy the podcast for today, July 28th, 2020.
It's Mike and Mike and Woo Woo.
Come on, everybody. Here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Yo, Mike and Woo Woo, wake us up.
Fire.
Waking up Hampton Roads and worldwide on the radio.com app. It's Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9.
Not today, Satan.
The Point.
Good morning, Morgan.
Oh, man.
How are you? Joining us live on Facebook.
Oh, my God.
Joining us live on the radio, radio.com app.
That's really funny.
Podcast up after the show. What happened? I walked out of the room for like 2 minutes to get, I left this notebook inside. I needed it because I had a couple things written down on it. But I walk in and Woo's like losing her mind.
I am losing my mind. So without going into too much detail, because I don't know how much we can say without getting in trouble, but last week...
Oh, then don't say anything, because I don't want to get in trouble.
Well, who cares? I mean, honestly, we've said a lot of things that probably could have gotten us fired. Last week, while you were on vacation...
Oh, boy.
I got an email from somebody who works here asking me to cut what's called a spec spot, which is just like, you know, it's as if somebody would say, like, hey, Woo Woo, this restaurant is thinking about advertising. Can you cut a spec spot?
A spec spot.
So, you know, I would be like, hey, guys, it's Woo Woo here from McDonald's. I love McDonald's. They've got, you know, the dollar menu and Big Macs are great.
Right.
Fountain Cokes are awesome.
Is it McDonald's?
No, it's not from McDonald's.
Okay, that wouldn't have made sense to me.
But the way that the email was sent to me made it sound like the client was already interested. They were already in discussion. Like, this is great.
So
I get this email, and you were copied on the email.
Was I? I can't get to it, though, because I'm running this show through my phone.
So we get this email last week, and the account rep is like, hey, Woo Woo, can you cut this spec spot? Blah, blah, blah. Talking it up. I've sent it to V Creative, which is like our folder where we get our spec spots, you know, like our commercials.
Our
commercials and the scripts.
Little inside for everybody here who listens.
And so I cut what I think is a really great commercial.
Oh, boy.
And I think that there's already like a relationship, a connection. Like the salesperson has already reached out to the client.
No, and no?
I get an email this morning that is basically like, hey, Woo Woo, commercial sounds great. What's the next step? Can you set up a meeting for us?
What? Are you a... let me ask you something. Are you a salesperson?
Well, and the crazy thing is that the person who they want me to endorse, it's one of my neighbors from childhood. And I'm like, wait a second. Like,
aha.
Woo Woo, this is a great spot. What's the plan for reaching out and getting him on? What do I need to do?
Oh, no. Oh, no. You know, these days, you got to lead Kylie Jenner's horse to water, and you gotta drink for it, too. Oh, man, I didn't know. Hey, Marlene. Marianne?
I love the people we work with, and I know we're working in difficult times.
We're working in difficult times.
Last week, the email was presented as if there was already a connection there.
And no now this connection.
Week, no connection.
No connection.
Other than it was my neighbor growing up when I was little.
That's a real downer.
Yeah.
That's a real downer.
What's the plan for reaching out and getting him on?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
See, the thing is, it's weird because, like, I love doing this radio show.
Hey guys, I heard Justin Timberlake has a new song. What's the plan for getting that on the radio?
What's the plan of getting Justin Timberlake over to my house for a pot of sauce?
Yeah, what's the next step?
No, seriously, let's talk about this.
What's our plan of action?
Let's talk about this. Let's talk about this for a second. It's hard because. What's happening right now in the world, I know things are changing, right? But sometimes I wonder, it's like, are you just a radio personality anymore? Well, I would say no to that. Because, you know, now we do a podcast, which you can get on pointradio.com. And I thought you can get it on the radio.com app, but it's gone now.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. We got the live video, which is always going on.
Yeah.
I mean, people's work, it's constantly changing. But it's also like, all right, you're a radio personality. You're the talent. Let's call you the talent,
mm-hmm.
okay? And then you have the salespeople. Their job is to find clients that like the talent or would like to advertise on the talent's product, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're the one going to the people, like you should have...
If I'm the one connecting the bridge...
Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with connecting the bridge.
I don't mind doing that.
But you need to know the bridge that you're connecting
mm-hmm.
to. You need to know where you're going.
Yeah.
You know, if you're if it's like completely in the dark, like, oh my God, I already got this here for you. Now what do I need to do? It's like, no, I don't think that's it. But I mean, I don't know. Like, again, everybody's thinking differently. We got to give a little bit of grace here to our fellow colleagues.
Absolutely.
And fellow Americans and people of the globe.
I am just laughing on the inside because last week.
Oh, you were
week,
laughing on the outside very hard.
Very hard on the outside too. Mm-hmm. Just last week it was presented one way and I was mm-hmm. like, oh wow, they've already reached out. Like, this is great. Awesome.
Yeah.
And this week it's like, what's the plan? I don't have his cell phone number. Like, I haven't seen the guy in 20 years.
Right. It's hard. And you know what it is too with friends? Because I actually, believe it or not, right now I endorse a friend's product.
Mm-hmm.
Not a product, but business, okay?
Yeah.
And I love this friend very much. Very long time friend of mine. Didn't even know when I got the endorsement that it was him. Like,
really?
It was just a random thing.
Oh, wow.
Random thing. And he didn't come with me because of like, oh, that's my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Came with me because success.
Yeah.
You know, success. No. But I, you know, it's hard. It's really hard because you try to define in life, you try to define your work, your business,
mm-hmm.
and then your life. And in our stupid life, it's all the same thing. It's all the same thing.
It's like, I never was a fan of that saying, not today, Satan.
Oh.
But like, I've had a rough 24, 48 hours.
Yeah.
And so literally I came into this email and I was
not
like,
not today, Satan.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I would send back, you know what? Collect yourself. And take a couple of.
I'm collected.
Sure. Take a couple of deep breaths. Send back a nice email saying, listen, I would love to do this. And maybe there's another similar route we can go, maybe mm-hmm. a different kind of client, you know, but I don't feel comfortable, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. A part of me does not feel comfortable being like, Hey, yo,
I know we haven't seen each other in a really long time, but give me that money.
Yeah.
It's like a stick up. You know, we're not, we're a different kind of radio person. You and I, we're not really.
I don't consider myself.
Exactly. I'm not really a radio. I just.
A disc jockey.
I'm a disc jockey. What was a disc jockey? And the thing is, you know, like when disc jockeys come on the radio and do their thing, I mean, it's from the heart.
Yeah.
It's from the very soul, the depths of our soul.
We consider ourselves like minor league Howard Stern.
Very minor, though. Very minor league Howard Stern.
I'm the Howard, you're the Robin.
Yeah, I'll take it. Very minor league.
Well, let me collect myself and reply to this email.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me he's out of his mind.
I don't think Howard Stern's replying to those kind of emails, though. Or Robin, okay?
Shaggy, get over here and type this email for me. My hands are delicate.
Little insider info you on
that
the radio today. It's interesting, though. I mean, people have this at their job all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the other thing is, too, like, and I've noticed this about work over the years,
mm-hmm.
you know, people want you to do stuff for them.
Yeah.
They want you to just go, all right, I have this really great idea. Now do it.
Without any direction.
Right. It's just like, this is what this should be. Now get it done exactly as I said. The blueprints. Here they are. This only says go two things on it. Yeah, I know. Do those two things, but do them at your utmost ability and talents.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's
that was
really
a good
hard.
Laugh. That
it's
was
really
a good
hard.
Laugh.
You needed that good laugh, I think.
That.
I think you needed that good laugh. All right, here's the phone poll today for everybody hanging out.
Larry Romaine just said, copy me on that email. I'd love to know who that was.
No, Larry.
No, Larry,
this
no.
It's private. It's private between us, Larry, and our listeners.
You're going to have to hack into my email.
That's right. You probably can. They probably already have.
Password 123.
We don't believe this is you. Your favorite movie as a child. Luke Skywalker. We still don't believe it's you. The name of your dog as a child. Luke Skywalker. All right, Larry. And maybe we'll do this as a poll today. Does anybody work anymore? And I don't mean it in the sense of like, you know, the 30% of America right now that can't pay their rent because of what's going on in the world, which is very, very sad. I mean it in the sense of when you have a job, right? When people have a job, when you work with people, right? Do they work anymore? Do they do anything? It's crazy. It's crazy out there. It's crazy.
Bananas.
Or do you just wait for somebody else to do it? All right, well, let's do some stuff today.
We got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, we do. I have a whole
list. My new favorite form of athletic wear.
Oh.
Which I can't even stand up because I can't show you. You haven't seen.
Are you wearing it right now?
On the bottom half.
Just the bottom half.
You can't see it, though. You can only see my top half.
No, you're wearing a sweater over the bottom half, too. I can
like
see.
Like a sweatshirt.
Sweatshirt. Yeah. You got it tied around you.
I'm hiding from you.
All right. So this is a big reveal.
Yes, this is a big... You haven't seen this. You haven't seen this yet.
Is it, like, brand new?
I just got them. You haven't seen them, and I want your opinion.
All right. What I want to know, though, before we go is, did a salesperson get you this deal, or did you pay for
it? I paid for it.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm excited to see what's going on. Down there. Excited to see it. All right. Mike and
Wu. Hey, Larry, sponsor that.
Yes.
To see what's down there. Brought to you by the Group for Women.
Hi, this is Wu Wu for the Group for Women. Want to see what's down there? Sure you do, because it's well taken care of by the Group for Women. Okay, now here are the real commercials.
Hear us at the beach, in your backyard, on the deck, or anywhere you go on your smartphone or tablet with our free app, Radio.com. On Google Home, Alexa, Sonos, online at PointRadio.com, or wherever you stream music.
Mornings with Mike and Woo Woo, 94.9, The Point.
Second, collect myself.
Collect yourself.
All right, player. Collect it. Good morning. Let's see, Woo Woo. 6:46 on July the 28th.
Gonna be another hot day today. High of 98.
And then it's gonna rain, I heard, the rest of the week. So today is the day to go out and mow that lawn.
Mm-hmm.
Be responsible. Hey, what's going on with these new exercise clothes you want to show off?
Yes. Okay.
What is this? Because I see the top. I feel like I've seen the top before.
Ladies, listen up. It's a not new, but kind of new trend that I was anti against. But then the other day, I saw my girlfriend Maggie. Hi, Maggie. She was coming out of exercise class, and she had on these really cool shorts. And I was like,
cool shorts.
I love those. So cute. Now I see them everywhere. See them at Target. See them at Walmart. High-end Lululemon. They got them.
What kind are these? Where are these from?
Okay.
Where are these from?
These are fancy. I had a gift card. These are from Lululemon.
You got a lot of stuff from Lululemon.
Not a lot. No. I wish. In a fantasy world, yes. I get the majority of my workout clothes from Target.
Yeah, but I feel like lately I've heard the name Lululemon a lot.
Well, I had a gift card, and then, you know, sometimes it is quality over quantity, and you got to treat yourself. I bought one pair. Now, I could have gone ham. I could have bought multiple pairs.
All right. Let me get a little reveal, little timpani roll.
Where do I need to go? Because I want your opinion.
I would say, where could you go?
Over there?
I guess. You won't be on camera, though, over there.
Well, I'll come show you, and then I'll come get on camera.
All right. Hang on. Okay. On your mark, I'm going to close my eyes. You tell me when to open them.
Okay.
All right. Come on over.
I'm coming over.
Eyes are closed. Get to see Woo Woo's hot new workout clothes. Hang on. I'm going to look at the screen for a minute. Okay. All right. Hang on.
Ta-da!
Hang on. What are those? Biker shorts?
Yes!
Holy cow. You know who you look like? Ace of Base.
Thank God you didn't say Lance Armstrong.
Oh my God. Yeah, what's up?
I love them. I'm obsessed with them.
Biker shorts.
Bike shorts.
Mm.
And now I'm on a mission. Like, I follow this girl on Instagram,
oh,
and she found all these bike shorts at Target, and now they're selling out online.
Oh, wow.
They're basically leggings cut off above the knee.
Can you, like, I don't know, how can you show everybody?
I stand up.
Here, stand on that. Here you go. Look at these things, everybody. Okay. No, that's good. Don't get on the whole thing. Yeah, you're fine right there.
Ta-da!
Look at that. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I'm obsessed.
Oh, boy.
I am obsessed. They are comfortable. They are lightweight.
Mm.
They make me feel fast.
Do they?
When I run outside, like, they wick away the sweat.
Now, why not? What were you wearing before? Like, regular shorts?
Regular shorts. You know, but the regular shorts are a little dated.
Are they?
A little dated.
What about,
The leggings, it's too hot to wear leggings in the summertime
right
all the way to
is.
The ankle.
Right now it is. Why not cool the whole leg and have the very short booty short? Do you ever wear those?
Well, that's like in living color. I can't do that.
No, that's in living color.
No, this is, no. What are you saying? Like the short shorts?
Yeah, like that.
No, I like this. I like this leg. This is appropriate for a 36-year-old mother of two.
Oh, God. Since when are you worried about appropriate? Who are you fooling?
But I love them. They're so comfortable. I want more.
Now, here's the thing, though.
Like, if I had to choose between groceries and more of these, I'd buy more of these.
Do you have your kids this week?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, you can't get, you
can't
gotta get
do
the,
that, yeah.
You gotta get the groceries.
Gotta get the groceries.
Next week, no groceries,
mm-hmm.
but biker shorts.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm telling you, ladies, they're so, and they come all the way up.
They're high-waisted.
They suck everything in.
Oh, they're high-waisted.
Oh, they're the best.
I'll tell you, this is a real throwback. This is a real throwback to, like, late 80s, early 90s. Salt and pepper's here.
I'm going to post a poll question up on our Instagram page at 949 The Point.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're welcome to answer yes or no. Are you a fan of the bike short?
Mm.
The pandemic has brought back the bike short. Oh,
man, people are losing their minds in the pandemic. I mean, they're okay. They look okay.
They're okay?
No, I mean, they're okay. I don't think they're, I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm a guy, but I think it's more stylish to wear a shorter short. Not necessarily, your butt cheek doesn't have to hang out of the back, but I'm saying like a shorter short.
Okay.
You know, I think that would look better.
Well, I'll post the poll question up.
Here, put some, some music for you to work out to.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I should be...
All right, woo-woo, let's go. Jumping jacks, woo-woo, jumping jacks. Do those jumping jacks. Now, high knees, woo-woo. High knees, not too high. Don't want to knock out my eye. High knees, high knees. Hey now, high knees. Reach for the sky, reach for the moon, reach for the sun. Do it, woo-woo.
Like jazzercise.
Come on.
Woo!
Fun. Look
at
us.
Man.
You're good at 80s working out.
I am good at 80s working out.
You know what? They need to be a little more flamboyant, though. A little more, like, colorful.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They sell tie-dye ones at Target. I'm trying to track them down.
Yeah, that's what you need. You know you need a nice teal. A teal would be good. Oh, look at this color I'm wearing today. What is this, salmon?
That's tangerine.
You need a nice tangerine in there.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. All right, well, Woo-Woo's rocking them biker shorts, y'all. They are in vogue right now. If Woo-Woo's wearing them, you should be wearing them.
I love them.
It's definitely weird to see.
It's weird, but they're so comfortable.
Little biker short.
I feel like there's a picture of Lady Di, Princess Diana, where she's got on, like, bike shorts and filas and, like, a Yale shirt or a Cambridge sweatshirt. She just looks very chic.
Is this back now? I mean, I thought, like, the 80s did come back. I know the early 90s came back for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
People are very unsure. They're very unsure what decade's
Open
coming
the
back.
Open the phone line. See what people are saying.
All right. 490-9490. Is the biker short back and in full effect? Want you to push it, baby. Ooh. Yes. You look like the CNC Music Factory. You know what I'm talking about? Come on, come on. Oh, it's Donnie Wahlberg. But you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
the guy that wore the biker
shorts. Yeah.
Millie Vanilli wore biker shorts, too. Did you know that? Millie Vanilli wore biker shorts.
Great. Okay, I'm going to post the poll up on Instagram.
All right, biker shorts. Yay or nay on the biker shorts? I'm undecided. I don't know. I mean, I guess they're cool. They're cool.
Don't hate.
No, I'm not hating. I said they were cool.
Okay.
I'm just not, you know, I'm not wowed by them. I've already been in that decade. I've already been there.
Well, I'm enjoying it.
All right, well, enjoy them. Enjoy them. A little shorter, though. You know, what do you want to...
These are the 6 inches. You're saying get the 4 inches?
No, I'm saying get the 2.
Mike and Woo Woo in the morning. 94.9, The Point.
It's 94 Seconds of News with Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9, The Point.
And here she is, biker shorts and all at 7:13. It's Woo Woo.
Can't wait to run these streets with these biker shorts.
Oh yeah, you're confident, huh?
I love them so much.
Is this a serious newscast or anything serious in there?
We have a couple things to talk about. First and foremost, it's going to be another hot day today. We have a heat advisory in effect. Sunshine temps in the mid to upper 90s.
Oh.
But then rain.
This is the fitness gods.
Oh.
You know what time it is.
Oh.
It's time to plank that news.
No, are you serious?
Come on, Woo Woo. Plank the news. Plank the news.
Wait,
come on, Woo Woo. Plank the news.
Oh my God.
It's a day of fitness. You're going to wear biker shorts to work.
Okay, hang on.
You got a plank?
Jeez,
plank that news,
okay.
Go! Yes.
Okay. Hang on. Let me
get... Time to plank the news.
Okay, here we go. Sunny today, a high of 98. Today is National Water Park Day. By the way, in case anyone was wondering.
Oh, yeah.
okay, so yesterday, Chesapeake School Board voted kids going back to school in the fall. They will all start online.
Yeah.
But they've got a two-option plan to choose from by Friday. Chesapeake Public Schools, they said that if the positive rates improve, elementary students could go back in October.
Good.
And middle and high school students could return in November.
She's planking the news. Yeah, she's planking the news.
Meanwhile, VHSL has moved football and other fall sports for local high school students to spring. Now, no sports will be played at the high school level until December. Football will start in March. So it'll look a little something like this. Winter sports, December to February.
You're so calm.
Fall sports, February to May. Spring sports, April to June.
Oh, God.
I am planking on a desk.
Yes, you are.
And finally this morning,
hey,
just to bring a little bit of...
Wrap it up, woo, woo. Wrap it up. Like that news, we're going
to
wrap it up.
Just bring
pick
a little bit of celebrity into today's show. Kim Kardashian West has flown to Wyoming to check in on her husband, Kanye West. She released a statement saying she is exhausted and feels very hurt. Rumor has it Kim K and Kanye could be getting divorced.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Oh, my
God. Am I done? I'm shaking.
Yes.
come
on down.
Oh, God.
Come on down. Planking that news.
Oh, man.
Well, you wear biker shorts like that to work. You know, you gotta know the plank the news is coming. It hasn't come all year long, really. The last time it happened was before the pandemic.
I should have gotten on the other mic.
Yeah, you should have, but that's okay. It was funny that way. How about that workout?
That was a tough plank.
Yeah, that was a good plank.
You know what you need to be?
What?
A fitness instructor.
Well,
you're really good at motivating people.
From the 80s, I'd be a good fitness instructor.
Oh, that was fun.
That's my next career.
Oh, man.
Fitness instructor.
Hey, I forgot to mention, Virginia Beach Public Schools will decide today about their back-to-school option.
Oh, that's exciting. Very cool. What do you think of that Kanye West thing? What do you think of it?
You know, I feel bad for him because he clearly has a mental illness.
I think so, too.
But I know so.
I could see it. Yeah. I could see it.
Well, one of our coworkers was like, oh, it's all a ploy because he's got a new album coming out. I was like, you don't go to South Carolina and say things about your ex-wife and your baby like that.
So you think it's his ex?
Well, I mean, I shouldn't say ex-wife, but I don't know how. Hopefully a marriage can survive because you shouldn't just kick somebody to the curb because of their mental instability.
Yeah. The thing is, too, Kanye is used to be like his mom was around, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And his mom's not around anymore. And I feel like she kind of held him together a little bit. And he's got nobody holding him together. I mean, when you're at the top like that, you've got yes men all around you. You know what I mean? And women, I guess. So no one's really going to tell him the truth. Yeah, no one's going to tell him the truth.
It's sad. I saw like the paparazzi pictures this morning of Kim and Kanye in the parking lot of like a Wendy's.
Mm.
And she's like crying hysterically.
Really?
Yeah, it's sad. It was embarrassing what he did.
Yeah. I'm shocked they ate at Wendy's.
I know. I wonder what they got. Spicy chicken sandwich, no mayo.
5-piece nugget.
Mm-hmm.
One of the little tiny doubles.
I'll see if I can zoom in on the pictures.
Yeah, I want to know what Kanye eats.
What is Kanye eating?
I'm curious. Actually, what I want to know is what Kim K eats. What goes right to that butt? What do you think it is, a Baconator? What built that butt? Surgery? Baconators. Oh, that explains it.
Mike and Woo Woo in the morning, 94.9, The Point.
Waking up the seven cities and beyond, it's Mike and Woo Woo.
Together, we can rule the galaxy.
It's a trap.
Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9, The Point.
7/28, July 28th. It's going to be another hot day. High of 95-ish. Mm. Some rain, though, the rest of the week. I think it's going to start tonight. So do all your outside stuff today.
I got to go book my spot at the pool.
Oh, yeah? Is that a thing still?
Yeah, you got to make reservations now to go to the pool.
That's cool. That's bougie.
Damn coronavirus.
I know. Book that pool up. We'll do it immediately.
Get our 2-hour spot in.
That's it, huh?
2 hours in
and out. What happens at the end of the 2 hours?
The lifeguard blows the whistle.
They hit a button and then you just blow up?
They just take that cane and just pull your neck out. Like on Showtime at the Apollo.
Yeah, they just pull you right out of the pool, baby. Mm-hmm. All right, well, good luck today getting your spot.
Thank you.
This caught my eye. And tell me if this catches your eye, and I want to know your thoughts on it. Courtney Cox has not seen her boyfriend in months due to the pandemic.
Hold on, you're talking Courtney Cox, the actress, the Friends star.
Yeah, by the way, side note, Friends, the number one watched show on HBO Max right now.
I believe it.
Right from the get-go.
Okay, so hang on. Courtney Cox has not seen her boyfriend in how long?
It says here 133 days.
Because of coronavirus.
Yeah, and you know who he is, the boyfriend?
Isn't he in a band?
Remember the band Snow Patrol? This song? This is a pretty song, right? I mean, it's the only song I think they've done.
But I mean, I feel like she's a celebrity. He's a celebrity-ish.
He's not a... I mean, we use that light.
Oh, yeah, here it is. Courtney Cox said she hasn't seen boyfriend Johnny McDade in person in 133 days.
Johnny McDade.
Hashtag COVID sucks.
Okay.
Where is he?
I don't know. Let's find out. Let's listen to Courtney Cox.
He was supposed to go to Switzerland to write, and instead he had to go to England first, and then all of a sudden that it happened, and they called quarantine. So I have not seen him in so long, and you don't realize, I mean, we spend a lot of time on FaceTime, but now it's like, oh my God, I just miss his physical touch, just all of it. It's been hard. This is the longest time. But,
wow.
Wait a minute. Come on.
Maybe he's not allowed to leave the country. That could be it.
What the hell is this guy doing going to Switzerland? He can't write in his backyard?
I know. That was funny.
I mean, come on. He's got this song. I think this is the only one song he has. I mean, you got to go all the way to Switzerland to recapture this magic?
You have a valid point.
You know what I mean?
It's interesting, but now I'm reading
that. I got to go to Switzerland and write. Courtney. Honey, can you buy me a ticket to Switzerland and write? Come on, Courtney Cox. You could do better than
that. Okay, they've been dating since 2013. They became engaged in 2014.
But
5 years later, they ended their engagement. But they still are in a relationship.
Okay.
So they called off the wedding, but they're still
dating. She doesn't want to see him. If she wanted to see him, she'd find a way to get to Switzerland to help him write. Or he'd find a way to get out of Switzerland and come back to her. I'm sorry. They've... definitely don't want to be around each other, or she doesn't want to be around him.
I just wonder, you know, private planes, like there's a way to get there. There's a way to work around it.
You flew to Florida. If you could fly to Florida with a butt doctor, Mr. Switzerland from the Snow Patrol can certainly hop a jet back to, where is she, L.A., New York?
She's in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. And what's wrong with riding down on Rodeo Drive? You know what I mean? There's plenty of places.
You can go all the way to the Swiss Alps to find inspiration.
Protests all over LA. Go sit outside and be inspired, buddy.
He wants to be inspired by Switzerland, by the Alps.
Sure.
And he's going to change the lyrics from chasing cars to chasing Alps. And then he's going to sing with a Swedish accent. He's going to change his name to Hans Patrol.
Hans Patrol.
I mean, I don't know. Celebrities, they got problems.
Yeah. If you wanted to be around each other, you'd be around each other.
Hold on, let me read. He was supposed to go to
Switzerland. Courtney Cox, like, you're like one of the richest people in the world.
Yeah. But then he had to go to England, so maybe he's stuck in England. They called quarantine.
So he
can't get out of England.
You know, Wu?
Yeah.
I'm not feeling inspired anymore. You know what I think I'm going to do? I think I'm going to go to all the way to Newport News to write the show for tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, I'll see you later. I can't get any inspiration here. I mean, this is ridiculous. See you, Newport. I'm coming to Newport News to find my inspiration. There's Switzerland. That guy.
He was supposed to go to Switzerland to write.
Snow Patrol. There's an actual Snow Patrol out looking for him because they're wondering where the hell this band went. Hey, have you seen the guy, Courtney Cox's boyfriend? Who's that? He's the guy in Snow Patrol. We're the Snow Patrol. We're out looking for this guy. He's gone missing. Hasn't had a hit in 12 years.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for that, Mike.
You're welcome.
Take us with you anywhere.
Anytime I'm not near a radio, I listen to radio.com.
At work, I listen to the radio.com app on my phone or on the computer.
The sweet spot of the universe.
Mike and Wu Wu in the morning. Wu in the morning. 94.9 The Point.
I know we have some guests coming in a couple minutes.
Yeah, we do.
But while we wait, are we masking the guests up? What do we do with them? With a guest?
Well, we are taking their temperatures and we're asking them if they have any COVID symptoms.
Of course.
And then we are maintaining 6 feet of distance.
Okay. All right.
No hugging, no touching, no squeezing. As much as we want to.
Okay. Okay. I'm just checking. What is going on with these identical twins? You see this story? You have it over there, right?
Yes, this is crazy. Okay, so the world's most identical twins.
The world's most identical twins. And the picture of them, you have to see this picture. I wish I had it for the Facebook live feed. I mean, they look pretend. They look like
it's crazy. It's
weird,
creepy.
Weird Cabbage Patch Kids or something.
Yes. Okay, so the headline reads, "The world's most identical twins share a boyfriend." I don't want to read the rest of this.
It's fine.
They share a boyfriend and want him to get them both pregnant at the same time.
They both vow to get pregnant at the same time, to conceive at the same time.
Okay, 34-year-old Anna and Lucy DeSink of Perth, Australia.
Yeah.
They are identical twins. In fact, they were named the world's most identical twins.
They are. They look exactly the same, but they don't look real.
They don't look real at all. They refuse to be more than a few feet apart. They dress alike. They share a job. They have the same plastic surgery, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
They eat exactly the same number of calories. They exercise the same amount of time a day. They claim to even use the toilet at the same time. And they share
they like
the same
this,
boyfriend.
Though? They like this?
Yep, they share the same boyfriend. He's 39. His name is Ben.
Mm-hmm.
And they say he, quote, understands our bond. Wow.
I didn't know that they had plastic surgery. I just thought they looked strange. But they had some strange looking plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Were they this identical before the plastic surgery?
That's a good
question. Because they could either be identical twins who are so close and so bonded by their blood and their hearts and their souls that they just can't separate at all, or they're two crazies.
Well, I mean, I have my two older brothers, Michael and Matthew, are twins.
Mm-hmm. Have they ever shared the same woman? I'm asking out of science.
And my mother is also a twin.
Has she ever shared the same man with her twin? These are all questions.
What I was trying to go towards was that twins share an incredible bond.
They
do. I've been told.
They do. I know. I can sense it. I can feel it. I know it. I've heard about it.
So maybe, but this is like.
That's ridiculous, right?
This is, it's disgusting.
When do you break away from the other twin and have your own life? Is it true that twins can feel what the other twin is feeling?
There's so many things I want to say right now, but I'm just
asking. None of these questions are meant to be perverse. Mm-hmm. They're actual questions. Like, that's a thing, right? They're what are they called? Clairvoyant?
I don't know. I just think that these women have some serious daddy issues.
Yeah, they have some really bad issues, especially if they're getting all that surgery, right?
And then this guy to be like, yeah, it's cool. I mean, but this guy's probably like, it's great. It's great.
It's great.
And that's what the guy looks
it's
like,
great.
Too.
It's great. Totally great. Got these two sisters, and they both love
me. I mean,
me.
Isn't that like every man's dream?
No. Two twin sisters? No. I understand that that's a thing for some
guys.
Okay,
two stepsisters, yes. Twin sisters, no.
I think that's gross, though. Like, two sisters? Mm-hmm. Ew. No way.
To each their own.
I don't know. But this guy, though.
Now that you go back to it, I think my mom and her twin sister have dated the same guy.
Have they?
I think they have. We'll have to call her
and ask her. I just want to ask her that question. Do you think she'll pick up?
She might.
I just want to know if she's dated the same guy, and then we'll bring her back tomorrow.
Okay, call her right
now. I don't
want
to, like, interrupt her.
Our guests are here.
She's a twin. She's the twins that we know.
Okay, call her real quick.
Do you think your brothers would be forthcoming with information or no? Okay,
mm-mm.
Just asking.
They like their privacy.
All right.
So you're going to call my mom and ask her if she and her twin sister have ever dated the same man.
That's what we're asking.
Oh, boy. Penny and Peggy, the twins.
Penny and Peggy.
From Belk. Oh, Peggy.
Peggy.
Yeah.
I know you're asleep. I just have one question for you, and then we'll call you back tomorrow.
Okay.
Have you and Penny, your sister, your twin sister, ever dated the same man?
No.
All right, just ask me.
I dated a young man in Eden by the name of Jimmy Dale.
Mm-hmm, Jimmy Dale.
And then I went back to college in Virginia, and she went to East Carolina, and he took her out to a fraternity party, but I don't think, nothing serious, you know what I'm saying? So I would say no.
Mm. But yes, they might have kept company, Jimmy Dale.
From Edenton.
In Edenton. But, I don't think it was anything serious.
Mm. Okay.
Just ask.
Do you think Michael and Matthew have ever dated the same girl?
I don't know. You can call and ask them.
Nah, we're not going to do that.
They like their privacy, unlike you. No, we just read about these two twins, Peggy, who are...
Read about where? In the paper?
They live in Australia.
Yeah, the Daily Mirror or something like that. And they are both identical, like super identical twins, but they're kind of weird. You know, they both had like plastic surgery to look more alike. I think that's what I'm getting out of it. But they date the same guy and they want to conceive his baby at the same time. Is that weird?
What?
Okay, it's weird. That's all.
Okay, let her go. We got to bring our guest back.
We needed the opinion of a twin.
That's vulgar.
Are you and Penny identical or fraternal?
Identical twins.
Identical.
And Michael and Matthew are mirror twins.
Mirror twins? What's that?
It's like looking in the mirror. One is right-handed, one is left-handed.
Ah.
One hair part's on one.
But are they identical or fraternal?
Huh?
Are they identical or fraternal?
You should
know. They're mirror twins. It's like they're going to be. They're identical. Mirror. Mm.
Okay.
M-I-R-R-O-R.
Twins run in the family.
Mirror.
Cool.
And their orthodontist said their orthodontic problems were exactly reversed.
Wow.
Ah.
Fun facts about Woo Woo's twin brothers.
Fun. All right, cool. Well, thank you, Peggy. Go back to bed. That's all we needed. We needed
goodbye
the
now.
Information from a twin expert. And
you're, all right.
Now we'll be you. Good night.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Okay. So we got fraternal twins, identical twins,
and
mirror twins. Wonder twins. The Wonder
twins.
That's who I want to meet next. Activate. All right. Very good.
Okay, let me go get our guests.
We have our guests?
Yeah, we
do.
Well, look, play one song. I'll go grab them.
Okay. All right.
Mike and Woo Woo in the morning. 94.9. The Point. Waking up the seven cities and beyond. Mike and Woo Woo in the morning.
Oh, man. I've never done the radio show with a mask on. I've done a lot of other weird things with a mask on, but never a radio show. Why are we masked up, Woo Woo? Can you explain this to me?
Yes, I can. We are masked up.
A surprise guest today for me.
We have some guests in studio with us this morning because if you remember, a couple weeks ago, Mike, I was talking about microgreens.
And I said they looked like things that grow off chia pets. And I didn't believe that they actually existed, that this was a real thing.
Yeah, I just said that, you know, with the coronavirus going on, I've been hopping around to grocery stores trying to find these microgreens that I had in Charlottesville a month ago.
Uh-huh.
And then my phone started blowing up and everybody's like, oh, woo-woo, you gotta get in touch with John over at the Neighborhood Harvest. Neighborhood Harvest has microgreens. Neighborhood Harvest this.
They are. The
Next
Neighborhood
thing
Harvest
I know, they're here in the studio.
Has arrived. Look at these guys.
Say hello. Thomas and John are here from the Neighborhood Harvest. And not only did they bring microgreens, they brought the garden.
We sure did.
The whole garden.
Brought the whole farm.
Thomas, this is fantastic.
Step up to the microphone, Thomas, over there.
And I'm going to have to yell loud.
Yeah, baby, yell.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much for having us on. You know, we do a lot more than just microgreens. That was one of our first crops that we started with. But now, as you can see, we do everything.
Wow.
It is the farmer's market, the whole farmer's market delivered right to your front door.
This is fantastic.
So that's basically what it is. Like when, you know, some people get their dairy delivered to their door.
We do that too. We got it all. We got dairy. We got meat. We got every produce. We got vegetables, fruit. We actually have got an incredible line of kitchen items, too. We will make dinner for you. Eggplant parmesan, chicken enchiladas, anything that you want. It's all made from scratch, all preservative-free. Whatever we do it the right way.
See, Thomas and John, a lot of people, they've come out of a love for this radio show. They were listening. They happened to hear us. They wanted to come on. They wanted to be a part of us. Tell me that microgreens were a real thing. Now I am, like, fresh off. Hang on a second. I got to move this thing a little bit here.
Yeah.
I am fresh off a vacation, okay, where I ate nothing but barbecue and drank, and I eat relatively healthy for the most part. And I'm seeing all this before me right now, and I'm excited. I'm excited, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
I want to eat good because I want to build up my immune system. A lot of people, we're not talking about that enough. We're not talking about building up our immune system during these coronavirus times.
Mm-hmm.
And how do we do that? We have to eat healthy, right? Let's talk a little bit about that, John, Thomas.
Exactly. It's all about preventative, right? Let food be your medicine. Mm. And so that's why when I say that everything we do it the right way. What does that mean? So like our greens are grown right here in Suffolk in our greenhouse, pesticide-free, delivered to you day or two after they're harvested.
Wow.
Compare that to 10 or 12 days old in the grocery store.
Yeah.
There's so much more nutrition packed into those leaves. It breaks down over time. So the quicker that you can get it and the quicker you can eat it, the more nutrients there are, you know, pound for pound in those greens. Same thing with the fruit. All of the fruit is low spray. You go to the store, man, that stuff has been sprayed with some horrible stuff.
Right.
Our dairy is coming from, it's right here, it's local. It's a low temperature pasteurization. That means that all of the health benefits of the milk are still there, like the milk that we drank in the 1950s. You know, what's old is new again.
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay.
This is really cool. And, I mean, you guys brought us a whole bunch of stuff. You said donut peaches, blueberries.
Now, the donut peaches don't taste like a donut. They're shaped like a donut.
But
sorry to disappoint.
No, that's okay.
They're cute, though.
But they are delicious. They're the squished one. People say they look like they've been squished.
Mm-hmm.
But they're so, so sweet, and they're the white flesh. They make eating fruit fun.
The thing I like about that, well, you had me at white flesh there with the thing there. But the thing I like about that is you could trick your kids into eating fruit. You know what I mean? You know how they don't eat this kind of stuff?
Like,
but
that's
like,
not a donut.
Imagine it's delivered to your front door. Imagine that's delivered to your front door.
Too,
how exciting that is.
How awesome now, you know, if you've got people out there listening who are nervous with coronavirus, they don't want to go to the grocery store. They want to support local. They want fresh. They want it delivered. Here it is right here. So how do they? It's the Neighborhood Harvest on Instagram. What's the best way for them to get in touch with you for delivery?
Yeah, so we are very much a human-driven company. So whatever you need from us, we're happy to help you do. Most of our customers sign up right online, theneighborhoodharvest.com, set up your account, and one of our customer onboarding team members is going to call you to welcome you, walk you through, make sure your account was set up perfectly. If you have any trouble at all, you can always just give us a call, too. We can sign you up right over the phone. But you go to the website, you can see our full menu, because it changes. We follow the season. So you can see all of the great, fresh, new items that are on the website.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I love it. And now, no pressure, but you brought these microgreens. I'm not much of a chef. How do I prepare them? What do I do?
Okay, so you can eat them right out of the container. If you want to eat them rabbit style, you are welcome to do that.
That's cool.
But the microgreens are packed with nutrients. They're also packed with flavor. So I love them on a sandwich. Instead of, you know, just make a normal chicken or turkey sandwich, I like to use the microgreens instead of a piece of lettuce. Or you can do both. You can do both. We'll bring you the lettuce and the microgreens. You can cook with them. Eggs in the morning, they're amazing on your fried egg. Anywhere that you want a little bit of flavor and you want to sneak in some nutrition, you can put your microgreens.
It's perfect.
Over avocado toast, they're good as well.
Oh, avocado toast.
Flavor, so a little spicy, but also just some, you know, really balanced to complement anything.
I like it. Is that chocolate milk too?
It sure is. We got chocolate milk. And my favorite, the half and half. That's half sweet tea, half lemonade.
The old Arnold Palmer.
Give her the old Arnold Palmer. Well, this is really cool, guys.
Great,
I'm just happy
guys.
To prove to Mike Powers that microgreens do exist.
Are they a cookie?
And we brought you cookies too, because you know man cannot survive on vegetables alone. You have got to have a cookie. You got to. You can even eat the cookie.
Is it now? What kind of? What is this? Like a plant-based cookie, or what is this? Like a cookie?
It's actually a double chocolate cookie.
Double chocolate cookie. Want one? This looks good, right?
If you close your eyes when you eat it, it's calorie free.
Is it? That's great. Well, you know, you got to treat yourself too, right, gentlemen?
Absolutely.
Every now and again.
This is great because we're not. Again, guys, we're not talking about this enough. Yes, we're all wearing the masks and we're trying to social distance and everybody's trying to do their thing. Most people are looking out for one another. But then at the same time, how else are we preventing getting this virus? You know, you got to take care of yourself. You got to eat well. You got to build up your immune system. Drink a ton of water, tons of water. You know, I mean, there's so many things you could do. And our friends here, John and Thomas, are trying to help us out. This was a nice surprise today.
Isn't this exciting?
This is great.
There is power in, you know, eating healthy, eating clean, eating things grown. And I want to come visit. So you guys are out in Suffolk. That's where everything is.
That's where our fulfillment center is, and that's where our main farm is at.
A fulfillment center.
Exactly.
Woo!
Uh-huh.
Sexy.
That sounds real hot.
We have to compete with Amazon.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, this is awesome,
that's
you guys.
That's great. No, the fulfillment center.
Well, go check them out now, the Neighborhood Harvest. You're online. You've got an Instagram page. You've got more followers than I do.
That's right.
Look at that.
Give out their Instagram.
Burger on your Instagram page.
Give out their Instagram.
The Instagram is The Neighborhood Harvest on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
You got beef? You guys have patties?
We sure do. Like I said, we got everything that you want. You go to the grocery store, we've got a better version of whatever they have in the grocery store.
And it's imagine that fun little trip out there as well. That's a good time, right?
Just to reiterate what Thomas said, you know, the beef comes from a farm up in Lynchburg, grass-fed beef. And one of the things we really love to do is contribute to the local food shed. So we work with local farmers. Whatever we can't grow, we'll get as local as possible. And
that's
I think
cool.
95% of what we do comes from Virginia and close by to where we are. But
that's awesome.
Throughout Virginia,
yeah. So. That's awesome.
I'm tempted to just open up the microgreens and just take a rabbit bite.
You can go for it.
Yeah, do it.
Let me do a rabbit bite.
A little rabbit bite.
I've got to try them.
I think you'll like them.
Okay, let's try these live on air. Rabbit bite. Oh, let me mask up. Hang on.
All right, mask up. Grab a green or two, and I'll have some greens.
Yeah, those were cut just this morning.
Ooh.
You don't get any pressure.
God.
Let me try. Oh, my God, man.
Aren't those delicious?
It's like a little snacky.
Yeah.
A party going on in your mouth.
It's a little party in your mouth. Microgreen. Don't
no
sleep
way.
On it.
No and, way.
Isn't that delicious?
Dude.
Do you see why I've been like...
No, nothing on it.
Mm-mm.
At all, whatsoever.
It's peppery. It's got a little bite.
Uh-huh, you got that little bit of flavor
You didn't
in there.
Do anything to those? You just grew
nope,
them?
Nope, we just cut them.
That's all you got to do is just grow them things and they taste like that? You don't got to put no special stuff on them?
No. Hey, real farming is letting the plant do all of the work and showcase it.
Man, oh man.
Thomas, you're turning me on.
That is so hot. I'll see you in the fulfillment center, Thomas. Oh boy.
We'll bring you in the back door.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wait a second. I had some bad luck.
I'm masking up. I'll see you guys over there.
Okay. Well, thank you again. Give them a follow and we're gonna take a picture with you guys because they put out an incredible spread here in the studio.
Absolutely. Okay, Neighborhood Harvest, and it's on Instagram
At The Neighborhood Harvest and online. Thomas, what's the website?
TheNeighborhoodHarvest.com.
All right.
Mornings with Mike and Woo Woo.
Hold it now.
94.9, The Point.
Oh! They play my favorite artists. They play my favorite songs.
I love the variety. I'm like, boy, you're flexing
on it like a rose. 94.9, The Point.
This is my station and I love it.
All this music and no signs of stopping. 94.9, The Point. Here is at the beach, in your backyard, on the deck, or anywhere you go on your smartphone or tablet with our free app, radio.com, on Google Home, Alexa, Sonos, online at pointradio.com, or wherever you stream music.